When you learn something what is wrong in a systematic way, you can defeat wrong philosophies in a nice way, in an organized way. You can conclude the arguments with perfection. Generally, if you don't answer the questions of people, the confusion or doubts of people in a proper way, one question leads to other question. One argument leads to other arguments. So the grasshopping thing happens, and at the same time in the audience when you are hearing this thing, they will feel, yeah, both are true I suppose. Or both are wrong, or both are fighting. You think like that. But when somebody asks a question, if you just hammer it at one stroke, then if he is humble, he will accept and becomes a devotee. If he is not humble, he doesn't have any other thing to talk. And the audience have faith, isn't it? That is why we need to pinpoint. Like, you know, sometimes expert person who can nail things with a hammer, he just puts the nail and then if it is exact spot, the proper time, then goes inside, the nail goes inside. So a little bit here and there, then what happens? It doesn't go, the nail doesn't go. You put it again, so many things happen. That is why there is one point in logic called Nigrahasthan. Nigrahasthan means you just see what is the problem, what is this confusion, and give the exact thing what our Vaishnavas have explained, Acharyas have explained. That is the reason we should even know not only they are wrong, we should know how they are wrong. We should know that we are right. Not only we should know we are right, we should know how we are right. We should know how they are wrong, where they are wrong. That is also knowledge. Okay? Knowing what is wrong, where they are wrong, that is knowledge. So, Bhashya, Vedanta Sutras and Bhashyas. Now Vyasa, he wrote this Vedanta Sutra. Now, based on what did Vyasa write this Vedanta Sutra? What is Vedanta? So definitely Vedanta Sutra, sir? Based on Upanishad. So Upanishads presented in the Sutra format is Vedanta Sutra. Upanishads are 1130. All the Upanishads presented in a sutra format. Sutra format. What is the meaning of sutra?
Coded.
Codes.
Like.
Codes. Yeah. It's like formula.
Formula.
Lot of meaning compressed in minimum number of words. That is called sutra. So, Vedanta Sutras are all the Upanishads compressed in minimum number of words, establishing the conclusion of Upanishads. That is, the source is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Okay? Now, whenever any commentator, and of course, these Vedanta Sutras, they cannot be understood by anybody. We can understand Vedanta Sutras only through commentaries. It requires a commentary. For example, you are not studying mathematics. If I give you some formula of mathematics, very complicated formula, it's like ABCD for you. You don't know what it is. So when a mathematician explains it, then you can understand it. The same way the sutras, Vedanta sutras, can only be understood when they are explained. So the explanation on the Vedanta sutras, they are known as bhashya. They are known as commentaries. Bhashya. Now, let's go. Read.
Vyasadev is an incarnation of Krishna. He compiled Vedanta Sutra to enable one to understand the absolute truth through infallible logic and argument. Veda means knowledge, and Anda means the end. In other words, proper understanding of the ultimate purpose of the Vedas is called Vedanta knowledge. A sutra is a code that expresses the essence of all knowledge in a minimum of words. It must be universally applicable and faultless in its linguistic presentation. This is the definition of sutra according to Vayu and Skanda Puranas. Knowledge, which is given in the Vedanta Sutra, is supported by the Upanishads. Vedanta Sutras are known as Nyaya Prasthana, legitimate logic and argument concerning cause and effect, giving the conclusive understanding of the Shruti Prasthana, the Upanishads. Vedanta Sutra, which consists of codes revealing the method of understanding Vedic knowledge, is the concise form of all Vedic knowledge. It begins with the words Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now is the time to inquire about the absolute truth. The human form of life is specially meant for this purpose, and therefore the Vedanta Sutra very concisely explains the human mission. According to the great dictionary compiler Koshakara, Hemachandra, Vedanta refers to the purport of the Upanishads and the Brahman portions of the Vedas. The Vedanta Sutras are also known by the following different names: Brahma Sutra, Saririka Sutra, Vyas Sutra, Badrayana Sutra, Uttaramimamsa, Vedanta Darshana. The Vedanta Sutras consist of four chapters. The first two chapters discuss the relationship of the living entity with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is known as Sambandha Gyan, or the knowledge of relationship. The third chapter describes how one can act in his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called Abhideya Gyan. The fourth chapter describes the result of such action. This is known as Prayojana Gyan. Because the Vedanta Sutra is in codes which contain a lot of knowledge, it required commentaries, bhashyas. Shripad Shankaracharya wrote his commentary on Vedanta Sutra based on monism, Advaita, not two. He established that God and the living entity are one, not accepting the transformation of the energy of the absolute truth, which is the actual explanation of the Vedanta Sutra. He introduced the theory of illusion. He claimed that everything is one with Supreme. The other theistic commentaries by Vaishnava Acharyas, Nimbarka, Dvaita Dvaita, Oneness and Dualism, Vishnu Swami, Shuddha Advaita, Purified Oneness, Ramanuja Acharya, Vishishta Advaita, Specific Oneness, Madhva Acharya, Dvaita, Dualism, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Achintya Bheda Bheda, Inconceivable Oneness, Oneness and Difference. In each of these commentaries, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is established as the cause of all causes. The cosmic manifestation is established as transformation of its inconceivable energies, and devotional service is described very explicitly.
Vedanta Sutra is over.
This Vedanta Sutra, the Sutra which you asked about, they are not directly the words of Shrutis or Smritis.
No. That is the main argument. So now, those people who propound so much about original Veda, original Veda, original Veda, somehow they give the same value to Vedanta Sutras. Okay? Now when it comes to Bhagavad Gita and other things, they don't give the same value. They say it is Shruti. Now the question is, what about Vedanta Sutras? Then their argument is, they are as good as original Vedas because they are written by Vyasa. Then what about the other Puranas and all? No, actually they are not written by Vyasa. They are written by Bodhadeva and many other people. But because of their reverence Vyasa, they give the name Vyasa. Be careful. You find all kinds of people. So Vedanta Sutra, that is the only work of Vyasa. Others are all created stories by people. Some good are there, some bad is there. Including Bhagavatam. So that is their argument. But Arya Samajis, they don't even accept Vedanta Sutras. They say it is Smriti. Something lower. But the Mayavadis, they cannot do that. Coming in the in those who have some knowledge of Vedanta Sutras, they cannot do that, because that is the basis of establishing any philosophy. Vedanta Sutras is the basis of establishing any philosophy. So that is the reason there is always a this thing about Vedanta Sutra, they revere it a lot. Okay, how many of you have studied Vedanta Sutras? At least few sutras. Apart from Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Anybody remembers any other sutra apart from that? Janmadhyasyataha. Third one. Shastrayonitvat. Fourth one. Shruteshtu Shabdhamudatvat. Fifth one. Tattu Samanvayat. Sixth one. Ekam Satvipravodavadanti. Like that, there are 555 sutras. I don't know why this figure came. Yes, sometimes there are 560, sometimes 550, sometimes 570, like that. It is not that they have added and somebody subtracted. Sometimes they make one sutra into two. That is why there is always variation. Number. So number is not as important. Even among Vaishnava Acharya, also some say, some have specified this number, some have specified other number. It doesn't matter. Because the content is the same in Vyasa, all of them accept that. When they chant the Vedanta Sutras, they are supposed to chant with Om before Om after. Om Atato Brahma Jigyasa Om. Om Janmadhyasita Om. To show that it is so sacred. It's mentioned the sacred nature of this Vedanta Sutras. Srila Prabhupada talks about my Vedanta Sutras many places. And he quotes Vedanta Sutras. Then he doesn't explain it. 13.5 Bhagavad Gita Sila.
Rishibir Bahuda Gitam
Chandobhi Yudhai Pratak. Brahma Sutra Padesh Cheva Ketu Bir Bad Vinishchitehi. Very complicated purport. Just read.
Translation also.
Read the translation. Just to give an idea. Where Prabhupada has talked about Vedanta Sutras in
that knowledge of the field of activities and of the knower of activities is described by various sages in various Vedic writings. It is specially presented in Vedanta Sutra with all reasonings as to cause and effect. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the highest authority in explaining this knowledge. Still, as a matter of course, learned scholars and standard authorities always give evidence from previous authorities. Krishna is explaining this most controversial point regarding the duality and non-duality of the soul and the super soul by referring to a scripture, the Vedanta, which is accepted as authority. First, he says this is according to different sages. As far as the sages are concerned, besides himself, Vyasadeva, the author of the Vedanta Sutra, is a great sage. And in the Vedanta Sutra, duality is perfectly explained. And Vyasadeva's father, Parasara, is also a great sage. And he writes in his books of religiosity, Aham Tvam Cha Tathante, Tathanya. We, you, I, and the various other living entities are all transcendental, although in material bodies. Now we are fallen into the ways of the three modes of material nature according to our different karma. As such, some are on higher levels and some are in the lower nature. The higher and lower natures exist due to ignorance and are being manifested in an infinite number of living entities. But the super soul, who is infallible, is uncontaminated by the three qualities of nature and is transcendental. Similarly, in the original Vedas, a distinction between the soul, the super soul, and the body is made, especially in the Katha Upanishad. There are many great sages who have explained this, and Parasar is considered principal among them. The word Chandobhi refers to the various Vedic literatures. The Taittiriya Upanishad, for example, which is a branch of the Yajurveda, describes nature, the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated before, Kshetra is the field of activity, then there are two kinds of Kshetragya, the individual living entity and the Supreme Living Entity. As stated in the Taittiriya Upanishad 2.9, Brahma Puchyam Pratistha, there is the manifestation of the Supreme Lord's energy known as Annamaya, dependence upon food for existence. This is the materialistic realization of the Supreme. Then in Pranamaya, after realizing the Supreme Absolute Truth in food, one can realize the Absolute Truth in the living symptoms or life forms. In Jnanamaya, realization extends beyond the living symptoms to the point of thinking, feeling and willing. Then there is Brahman realization called Vijnanamaya, in which the living entity's mind and life symptoms are distinguished from the living entity himself. The next and supreme stage is Anandamaya, realization of the all blissful nature. Thus, these are five stages of Brahman realization, which are called Brahma Puchyam. Out of these, the first three, Annamaya, Pranamaya and Jnanamaya, involve the fields of the activities of living entities. Transcendent to all these fields of activities is the Supreme Lord, who is called Anandamaya. The Vedanta Sutra also describes the Supreme by saying, Anandamaya Abhyasad, the Supreme Personality of God, it is by nature full of joy. To enjoy His transcendental bliss, He expands into Vijnanamaya, Pranamaya, Jnanamaya and Annamaya. In the field of activities, the living entity is considered to be the enjoyer, and different from him is the Anandamaya. That means that if the living entity decides to enjoy and dovetailing himself with the Anandamaya, then he becomes perfect. This is the real picture of the Supreme Lord as the supreme knower of the field, the living entity as the subordinate knower, and the nature of the field of activities. One has to search for this truth in the Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra. It is mentioned here that the quotes of the Brahma Sutra are very nicely arranged according to cause and effect. Some of the sutras or aphorisms are Na Vyad Ashrute, Natma Shrute, and Paratu Tat Shrute. The first aphorism indicates that the field of activities, the second indicates the living entity, and the third indicates the Supreme Lord, the Samam Bonam, among all the manifestations of various entities.
I explained what happened. Once I was giving class, I was quoting a couple of Vedanta Sutra verses and then giving class. This is in Vrindavan. Then one devotee raises hands, Prabhupada, you are quoting so many things. Prabhupada never quoted from Vedanta Sutra except Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Then I told him, that is what you know. Don't limit Prabhupada to your knowledge. He is limiting Prabhupada to his knowledge. He knows that much. Then I asked him to open this. Then he was like, sure. I never read it. So I told, that is your problem, not Prabhupada's problem. He doesn't explain it. He indicates it. Because he knew that my audience are not for. And if somebody is interested, they see and then try to go more about their understanding. That's what it means. Okay. So Vedanta Sutras are. It's another seminar altogether. But essentially the difference is that there is no tattva bheda, there is only rasa bheda. But to nourish that rasa bheda, there may be some tattva bheda, but actually it is not there. Philosophically there is no difference between all of it. One Krishna described. One, especially the other four philosophies, their philosophies are stressing one aspect of Vaishnava philosophy to destroy a particular aspect of Mayavada. Like Nirvishesha, Ramanuja's philosophy is meant to destroy that aspect of Mayavada. Jiveshwaravada, that aspect, to destroy that aspect, Madhvacharya's philosophy is suitable. If you take Mayavada as a whole, to destroy Mayavada, you have to attack in different directions. So when Mayavada is attacked in a particular direction, depending on the direction in which they are attacking, they have to adjust that philosophy like that. One reason. Another reason, if you see Krishna, and when you are seeing Krishna in a particular way, particular mood of devotion, then you have to adjust that philosophy to nourish that particular mood. Achintya Bhedave Tattva is to nourish Vipralamba Bhava. That's it. Because for a devotee there cannot be separation. So to see separation in oneness and oneness in separation, you need to have Achintya. Veda and Abheda. Like that. Essentially this one. Then that is a different seminar altogether. Vyachiji asked me to take four Vaishnava Sampradayas. Then I told mostly I'll tell stories. Stories of Ramanuja, stories of Madhva, stories of Vishnu Swami, stories of Mbaraka, and how they are preaching here and there. And little bit only differences. If you go into detail, then very difficult. So that is what I promised them. So just slight differences. To give you a small indication, what is the difference between Achintya Bhedave Tattva and Dvaita Advaita? Dvaita Advaita. What is the first one? They are the closest to us. Actually the same. Philosophically speaking, Dvaita Advaita philosophy is closest to us. Because Dvaita Advaita, Beda Beda, both same only. What is the thing which differentiates? Achintya. So how did this word Achintya came? That is Kevala Dvaita Advaita. Now Dvaita Advaita means both are different. Dvaita, at the same time both are one. Ours is also same. There is distinction and one. Same thing. Only the terminology is different, that's all. You can even say that they are Kevala Beda Beda. Dvaita Advaita, Beda Beda, both same. Now the question arises, we all say, no? What do we say? What all qualities are there in Krishna? We have it, isn't it? Krishna is source of all. And whatever you find in our qualities, whatever you find in us, they are in Krishna. That is why we have it. So you have a tendency to commit mistakes. Does Krishna has it? So that was the problem in Nimbaraka's philosophy. So that has been solved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jiva Goswami Baldev Vidya Bhushan by adding this word Achintya. How? Though we have all the qualities which Krishna has, and whatever qualities we have, they are there because Krishna has them, but these four defects, they are not in Krishna. So that is Achintya. How? It is Achintya. So it goes into so subtle. When you talk about distinction in Vaishnava philosophy, it's very subtle. And you should discuss that without offending either. Madhva defeats Ramanuja. He says that is wrong. When you explain it, you should not explain that how Ramanuja is wrong. He is Vaishnava. So it is very, very subtle, very sukshma, not very easy to do that. For that you need to travel to the holy places which the acharyas, they have done their pastimes. You should sit and understand mood, the culture. It is not just you read and tell. Stay in Sri Rangam for a few days and then imbibe, associate with Vaishnavas, get the mood and study Ramanuja's philosophy, his teachings, be in Udupi, go to Vrindavan, go to the main deities of Nimbarakas are on the way to Makrana. There's one place called Salimabad. And now I have stopped going, because Ashwindra is in mood now. And also we have one more devotee, or Deepak Bansali, or both are going. But for practically 2 years I was going to Makrana along with Ashwindra. Every time I used to see one board, Jagat Guru, Nimbarka, something like that. I used to always wonder, you know, we should go. Ashwindra, no time. Somehow one day we went inside. I was shocked to see, I used to pass every day, every time we went to Makrana. Just about 30 kilometers away from Makrana. That is the headquarters of Nimbarakas. Headquarters, the deities which are given to Nimbarakacharya by the four Kumaras. The Shaligram Shila, known as Sarveshwar Bhagavan, on whom Radha Krishna's form is being carved. That Shaligram Shila is there. Given by four Kumaras to Nimbarak, originally worshipped in the spiritual world, they are Radha Krishna deities. That Shaligram is Radha, there is only Radha Krishna Shaligram deity. That is there. So you need to stay with such people for some time. Of course, very hard to find sadhus who can really tell. Maybe some books are there, you can read. So in this way you have to internalize. You went to Udupi, isn't it? Then you could feel that, you know, you are Madhva and all these things. Somebody doesn't just read and tell, it doesn't work like that. So then only we can take this as four systems of philosophy. If you want four systems of philosophy, you have to go to four places at least. And discuss that philosophy at that particular place. And acharya at that particular place. Anyhow, we'll try to do in Vrindavan, because all the holy places are in Vrindavan. Don't ask now. Any more questions regarding this? Vedanta Sutras and Bhashyas?
These are only courts. So all the literature comes from this course only.
After writing all the Vedas, Upanishads, at the end with Vedanta Sutras are written. In one sense, if Upanishads are the most important part of the Veda, the same Upanishads presented in the Sutra format is Vedanta Sutra. And in Vyasa, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam as a commentary of Vedanta Sutra. They are very now. After attending this course, you will find the Vedas. They have the Krishna has a particular plan. Even I had this question till attended this course. So once I had this handout in my hand, then I don't have any confusion. Whatever Krishna does, he does it with a perfect plan. Now you find there are so many living entities, it's not just you alone. There's so many kinds of consciousness, levels of consciousness. And they all have to be taken back home, back to Godhead. So you require to have a game plan for everyone. That's why Vedas.
Point is, like these Vedas, if they are going to be used in, suppose, Kali Yuga. That's how Vyasadeva wrote. So, Kali Yuga people are not following Vedas, even those so-called Karma Kandyas.
Not required, no. See, you are really not following. Yeah, that is a not following thing. Hiranyakashipu was also not following. It is not that only in Kali Yuga people don't follow. So following the conclusions, people are very rare. Unam janmanavante gyanamam mam prapadati. It's very rare.
Even karma kanda, right? Different, so many sections, as they have divided.
Sure. They don't know what we can do about it.
Those are Krishna's plan, like you're telling.
Yeah, they're not fitting what we can do about it. Krishna's plan for everyone, he should fit, na? Like Sankirtan leader is planned for everybody to do marathon. Somebody doesn't want, what we can do about it. You can maximum kick and then do something. But what to do? No. Bhagavatam is the last which he wrote. And the first chapter, first canto, fifth chapter, this point comes. When Vyasa was unhappy, Bhagavatam with you. Your pocket weather.
First canto.
Say that, same program, pocket weather. First canto, fourth chapter, last three verses, last four, five verses. First canto, fourth chapter. Jignyasitam maditam cha brahmayattat sanatanam tatapi sochasyatmanah kritartai vapravo. Fifth chapter.
This is fourth is the appearance of Narada.
Appearance. After appearance of Narada. Open the fifth chapter.
Narada's instruction.
Narada's instruction.
How does the verse start?
Verse starts. What did they say? Jignyasitam adhitam cha. It will be in the first few verses. Even I have.
Huh?
No, that is sixth.
Jignyasitam adhitam cha. Brahma yattat sanatanam.
Yes.
Tathapi socham atmanam.
Read the translation.
You have fully delineated the subject of impersonal Brahman as well as the knowledge derived therefrom. Why should you be despondent in spite of all this, thinking that you are under, my dear Buddha?
Narada asking?
Yes.
That means he has done this thing before. Okay, that is the proof for it. So I'm just telling because you put it into practice. When somebody asks anything, a question in your class or in some doubt, you learn how to justify it in a very. If you cannot do it, just tell, we'll find out and do. There is nothing wrong in telling that, but. Address the question properly. If you address the question properly, your 1 hour of class is successful. That's what it is. Okay.
Praji, like Vedanta Sutra, Bhagavatam is a commentary on it.
Yeah.
By Vyasa. So it is told to us by Acharyas.
What is the proof for it?
No, means
I'm asking.
Anywhere, like Vyasadeva mentions, like, he is.
Yes. I know that. I said proof, you don't mention, that is the only difference. What is the pramana for it? We said, what is the pramana for it? Garuda Purana Puran is the pramana. Garuda Puran glorifies Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay? So after this, sometime when we come like this, we will do Tattva Sandarbhas. At least the first part of it, then it will be more clear. Now we will finish this course. In future when he comes, hope so he will come. Then we will do Sandarbhas, Sat Sandarbhas. Tatsandaras addressed this point to establish Bhagavatam as the Pramana. And what is quoted to establish Bhagavatam as Pramana? Which Pramana has been given? Garuda Purana. Which says, Gayatri Bhashyarupo Sau. What is it was? This Bhagavatam is explanation of Gayatri, number one. And Vedanta Paribhrimitam means he is explaining Vedanta Sutra. There are 4 points which are spoken by the Garuda Purana. I don't exactly remember that verse. I'm not able to get that verse proper today. So that's how it is. It explains Gayatri. Like that, the introduction to this thing is given. So we do that when we do the Tattva Sadhana verse. Okay? Now, Puranas and Pancharatras, two are left. Now, Puranas come under which category of scriptures?
Smriti.
Smriti, very good. Now, Puranas, they are what? What is the meaning of Purana? History. Simple. Puranas are compiled from related historical facts which explain the meaning of the four Vedas. So if you want to know the four Vedas, you can only understand through Puranas. In the Chandogya Upanishad, the Puranas and the Mahabharata, generally known as histories, are mentioned as fifth Veda. That verse you find out. You can find out in the Veda base also, you can find it from the elements of the Vedic thought that thing is there. So this is a proof. The Chandogya Upanishad is a proof where Pancham Veda, Puranas and Itihasas are described as the fifth Veda. Srila Vyasadeva, due to his kindness and sympathy towards fallen souls, supplemented the Vedas with Puranas, which easily explain the Vedic truth, intended for different types of men. No. Why Puranas are required? Because women, Vaishyas and Shudras. Means those who are not qualified to read the Veda, for them, he wrote the Puranas. For example, there is a mother. You have a 12, 13-year-old boy and a baby. Okay? So she cooks chapati, sabji, everything to the boy, kheer and rasgullas and all these things. Now, since the baby cannot eat, she gives milk and I'll have breast milk and things like that. Now, because the baby cannot eat chapatis, is she feeding the baby something wrong? Because women, Vaishyas and Shudras, they cannot understand Veda. That doesn't mean Vyasa gave something else to them. Rather, what is not present, even in chapati, dal, rice and all this stuff, is there in the mother's milk to the baby. All the nutrients of what the grown-up boy is eating, it's there in the mother's milk. Apart from that, there is something else also which is given to the baby. So on the pretext of giving to these people, in the Puranas, Vyasa gave that knowledge, even something which is not evidently seen in the Vedic literatures. Okay? Getting the point? You understood the analogy? So some people, they take the same analogy and say, you see, like Vyasa, he did not give Veda to them. So Puranas are not really having the same voltage of knowledge as much as they are in the Vedas. All men are not equal. There are men who are conducted with mode of goodness, others mode of passion, others in the mode of ignorance. The Purana is so divided that any class of men can take advantage of them and gradually regain their original position and get out of the hard struggle of existence. All the stories mentioned in Puranas are actually stories not only of this planet but also millions of other planets within the universe. In the Puranas, which are classified under the three modes, are as a matter of course, Vyasadeva has certainly given descriptions of the glories of Krishna, but not as many as to religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and salvation. The four items are far inferior, far very inferior to engagement in devotional service to the Lord. So therefore, in Pure Goodness Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva proclaims that in the prime necessity of human life to realize one's eternal relationship with the Lord and thus surrender to Him without delay. Itihasas are literatures describing historical events pertaining to either a single hero or a few heroic personalities in a lineage. For example, Ramayana describing the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, Mahabharata describing the pastimes of Pandavas in the lineage of Kuru. In these books, there are topics on transcendental subject along with material topics. In Bhagavad Gita is a part of Mahabharata. The whole idea of Mahabharata culminates in the ultimate instruction of Bhagavad Gita that one should give up all engagements and should engage oneself solely in and fully in surrendering onto the lotus feet of Krishna. The conclusive teaching of the Ramayana also is to fully surrender and take shelter of Lord Sri Ramachandra. Kavyas and dramatical poetical presentations, selected histories, and Itihasas or Puranas, some examples are Raghuvamsha, Meghadhuta and Chakutra. All the Vedic literatures are put into systematic order for the benefit of fallen souls who are detached from transcendental service of the Lord. It is the duty of fallen souls to take advantage of such literatures and become free from the bondage of material existence. You have Puranas. What is the difference between Puranas and Itihasas? Puranas talk about all the two Vamshas, Chandra Vamsha, Surya Vamsha, Surya Vamsha and Chandra Vamsha. They talk about all the kings, but like in Chandra Vamsha, like in Surya Vamsha, Lord Ramachandra appeared. Few chapters will not justify his personality. So, one hero or maybe a couple of heroes, great personalities, only regarding them is requires a separate, it is called what? Itihasa. So Itihasa is also Purana, but on one particular personality. Now what is the Kavya? Kavyas. Kavyas, this word Kavya.
Selected history.
Poetic. What it is?
Selected like some particular past.
Yes. From Puranas or Itihasas, take one scene and put some masala in it. The description goes for 10 minutes about how the birds are flying and how the butterfly is jumping from one leaf to other leaf, how the water is flowing, all these things. And that is where Indra appears. Something like that. So, in these descriptions, what happens is the mind of the people is completely engrossed. That's why the Kavyas are dramas. More dramatics are there. So there is a license for a Kavyakara without actually going away from the theme or the mood. To enhance the mood and the theme, he can add his own descriptions. Even though it is not found in the Purana. Even though it is not found in... Generally, you see Kathakars, they are actually Kavyakaras. They take, for example, Ajamil. Some Kathakar is doing Ajamil's story. In our Bhagavatam class, you'll find Ajamil was coming and he saw a prostitute hugging some man and then he started contemplating on what they are doing and he lost his composure. He gave up his wife, children and then he indulged in physical activities. It is just 2 minutes talk. A Kathakar, what he does? Ajamil went into the forest. The forest was lush green. And he found, went there, collected some firewood. He went there, he collected some firewood. He was trying to collect the best of the firewood. Because he's such a sincere Brahmin. So this is Kathak. So naturally there's some audience who like to hear this thing. Isn't it? Huh? Isn't it? Yes, yes.
In the previous some of the lectures you said that the description of how Parikshit Maharaj left his body differs from how Mahabharata explains in Bhagavatam. So that also what? Like difference in the Kavya and...
No, that's the difference in the Parikshit. It's Kalpa Veda. And then Kavyakaras are like this. They do this thing. So they use so many metaphors, analogies, metaphors.
So we can use
Kavyas
as Pramanas.
If the Kavyas are you can use as Pramanas provided by your Acharya has recommended it. Like Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka. Tabodhan Saraswati? Okay. Accepted by our Acharyas. So we read it. So he goes into so many descriptions of Chaitanya. Jagannath Priya Natakam. Okay, these are all Kavyas, our Kavyas. They take a particular prasanga. Like even it is explained that sometimes Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Rupa Goswami meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more elaborately explained in that particular book. So it explains without giving up the theme, that is all explained.
So here this Raghuvamsha
Kali. Raghuvamsha Kali. These are Kavya Kali. They are so expert in identifying the mood and the theme that they present it in such a way that it is easily understandable for, acceptable for mass people. Like in North India it is known as Katha, Bhagavat Katha. If you South India, if you know Hari Katha, there will be one lady who will be doing all the things for 4 hours. Audience will not just turn here and there. What, with what power she speaks? She stands. There are only two people, one harmonium wala or one tabla wala, that's all. Or one violin wala and tabla wala. And you should create an atmosphere in the entire audience, everybody is stunned. Four hours. And there's a big group of people come. They're known as Burakata. Heard about Burakatas? Andhra? It's all, you know, you should stay in villages for that. They don't require mic. Like they build a stage in one corner of the street. The whole street people are sitting. They speak so loudly there without mic. Where at that time mics were there? They speak. And they create a some kind of a situation, the audience. They would make some audience also stand up and then involve them. Then they sometimes talk. Make a person, suppose he is doing Hiranyakashipu's, he is Prahlad and then talking to Hiranyakashipu. And he would make somebody in the audience stand up and then talk to him as if he is Hiranyakashipu. Everybody is looking like, you know, he is stunned, what is happening? So it's an art. So they are all Kavyakaras, they are dramatics, isn't it? They speak Siddhanta, definitely, but in a very light way where people can easily accept it.
It's like if this Kalidas has wrote this Kavyas, so Kalidas' figure is not considered that highly reputed.
Because he did not write about Krishna. We don't talk about it, no. Kalidas is a great
poet.
Yeah. Great poet.
Yes, no, his life history, character wise.
Well, later on he became a great personality. Vilamangal Thakur, everybody has a past.
Yeah. I was asked one question by one boy that he's asking that all these 10 avataras, prominent avataras of Lord, are they of the same Kalpa? Or different kalpas, because many times when
every day of Brahma, all the 10 avatars come at least once.
At least once.
It is not that every Chaturyuga they came. Kalpa means one day of Brahma. Kalpa, it is Mahayuga is 4 yugas put together. Kalpa is one day of Brahma. All the 10 incarnations they come at least once in day of Brahma. Varaha has already come twice. First he came in Swayambhur Manvantara. And then he came in Vaisvata Manvantara. Sveta Varaha Kalpe, Vaisvata Manvantara. Swayambhur Manvantara also he came. It is Rakta Varaha, Sveta Varaha, two Varahas. Like that. Now apart from these Puranas, there is something called Upapuranas. And apart from Upapuranas, there are Upakhyanas. Some people go to the extent of saying every Purana has 18 Upapuranas. And every Upapurana has 18 Upakhyanas. I have not found any Pramana for it, but I heard somewhere.
He has 18 major Purana, 18 minor.
Minor means Upa. 18 major Puranas. And each of the 18 Upapuranas. And 18 Upapuranas has 18 Upakhyanas. In Bhagavatam you know that Rugu went and then tested all three. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh and found out Vishnu is Supreme Lord. Then Vishnu bowed down to, he cut out the eye of Rugu. That is where Bhagavatam's story ends. Bhagavatam doesn't speak further. Okay? Now there, the question came, what happened to Bhrigu afterwards? Bhrigu kicked the heart of Narayana. Then Lakshmi was angry. What happened to her? Then there is a separate Upakhyana. So that part is described in the Upakhyana called Padmavati Upakhyana. That is Tirupati Balaji's story. Like that, story within story, story within story goes on unlimited. That is how scriptures are. So vast.
In Bhagavatam comes in under Puranas?
Huh?
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Let me open the chart. Puranas.
Refined,
yes.
So, what Vyasa wrote before, is it available or it is not available? Because what we have now is refined.
Not available.
Not available.
Maple was not there.
I had it.
And Bangalore temple was not there to publish. Narada corrupted Vyasa before uncorrupted version. Uncorrupted version. Vyasa originally wrote this, but Narada came and spoiled his brain. So he wanted to publish only that edition.
Original writings.
Yeah. In which only 10th canto, 13 chapters are there. 11th and 12th candles are not there.
Really, one more thing. Like,
how? Hey, dog, as if you know, Prabhupada was he's separate from Vishwajit Thakur, Sridhar Swami. He is something separate from them. They have given commentary, na? And whatever other people have commented, they have taken their commentaries only. Vyas Maharaj and all, then they give commentary. Actually, do you think they translated? Well, Bhanu Swami translated. And if they put it as it is. Bhanu Swami Maharaj, he translated that. And he translated what is there in Vishnu Chittaguru, he told, and whatever Sridhar Swami has told. Simple. If you read the 11th canto, you will find, they say, Vishnu Chittaguru says this thing. Sridhar Swami says, that's what they say. It is not their commentary. Wherever something like that, you know, Vyas Maharaj is a literate, he is a linguist. So he adds few sentences to put some masala to it, that's all. And which is not against a philosophy, either.
It is presented very scholarly.
Yeah, it's presented in scholarly. It's foolish just to say, we will only print Bhagavatam till 13th chapter, 10th canto. That is where Prabhupada did. Prabhupada will be thinking. I did not want you to be dumb people after I leave. Prabhupada told you, give purports to my purports. You give purports to my purports. If you write something, giving a saying, Bhakti, you can write Bhagavad Gita, purports, the Bhakti and the purports. I said, no, Prabhupada, you're writing something separate from Prabhupada. No, no. What are you doing in the class? When it comes in written form, oh, then you become something. Yes, you would.
One question is like, how Vedic literatures, how they're coming to us?
How Vedic literatures are coming to us?
Means, of course in descent of succession, but means the shlokas and all everything. Just like we find some differences there in terms of shlokas.
Very few here and there. It will be there, but very few. So whatever is in your acharya has recommended, that we accept it. Like Jiva Goswami in the Satyananda Sandarbhas, he says, we have referred to Sripad Madhvacharya and his library and his books. Because most of Madhvacharya's books are lost. Many are not available. And sometimes they quote, even though they don't have the book in front of them, because Madhvacharya has referred that in his commentary, saying that in this particular book this is there. That is quoted again. That's how it is.
But like, you don't see the quote, just for like, say example, in Chaitanya Charitamrita there is a quote of that Maya Sita, Maya Sita from that Kurma
Purana. Kurma Purana, it is there.
I tried searching in Kurma Purana, I didn't get that.
Which edition of Kurma Purana did you see? Vyasa did not write Ganesha wrote. No. It is like, you know, what Prabhupada has written. You have any dictaphones of Prabhupada now? Maybe after, they may be available after 500 years. And archives might have. But you're talking something like 5,000 years, isn't it? After 5,000 years, even archives cannot store anything. Archives, tapes, how will they last 5,000 years? Tapes don't last 5,000 years. No, exactly what Prabhupada, you know, written or something like that. No, electronics have come, that is different. There is no electronics to save hard disks and all this stuff. If there is some society which stores different manuscripts, it doesn't matter. Our previous generation scholars, they have done a very good job of preserving a lot of things. As I told, preserving. Especially very, very spiritual documents, they are all preserved. That is why you are getting in print so much. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to search for 7 years to get a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just call the BBT, they will send you 1,000. At the time, there was no copy of Bhagavatam in Jagannath Puri. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami went to learn. Shaman Pandit went to learn from Gadadhar Pandit, Bhagavatam. Gadadhar Pandit used to cry seeing Bhagavatam. So whole Bhagavatam got. So then he sent him to Bengal to get a copy of Bhagavatam. By the time he came back, Gadadhar Pandit left. So let's see.
He has 2 copies.
Okay. 2 copies of one from Bangalore and from here. All one copy is spare, you know, when he cries and then. Okay, Puranas. Before we start reading the names of Puranas in different categories of modes, the Puranas are not in modes. It is meant for people in such modes. Okay? Matsya Kurma Linga Shiva Skandagni. These Puranas are meant for people in mode of ignorance. Brahmanda, Markandeya, Bhavishya, Vamana, Brahma, Vivarta and Brahma. They are meant for people in mode of. So the same pastime, the presentation will be a little bit attractive to the people in particular modes. Like for example, in Matsya Purana or Kurma Purana, when Ramayana is described, they say that how blood came out Ram's mouth and then he was so angry and his eyes were red and it was like, and the Varuna Deva, the in charge of ocean, he was trembling. So it will be described like that. The same when Krishna Purana talks about Ramachandra became very angry, but his eyes were as peaceful as ever, as fresh as ever, like that. Isn't it? So now anger is there, and Varunadeva, the god of ocean, being fearful is there, but the description of the anger is different. Because for people attracted in mode of ignorance, you need to have such thing like that. Blood came out, so much of anger, blood was coming out of Ram's mouth. Eyes were red like red hot iron. Yeah, then he's angry. If you tell he's smiling, yeah, what? How can anybody be angry and at the same time smile? That can be understood with people in mode of goodness. There can be anger also expressed in a smiling mode because that is how the Lord's face is. You're getting the point? So, Vishnu, goodness is Vishnu, Naradiya, Garuda, Padma, and Varaha. And Bhagavatam is, of course, is pure goodness. Yes.
Two questions. One thing is, who classifies these Puranas?
Garuda Puran classifies. Vyasa himself has mentioned. Nobody has done any mental speculation on this.
Second thing is,
except the Srimad Bhagavatam. This Gaudiya Vaishnava mental speculation. But that is based on Garuda Purana.
And second verse, like if most of the Puranas speak about similar pastimes, why the names have been given in a different way? Like Matsya, Kurma, Linga, Shiva, Skanda, and all that.
Based on the speaker, based on the presiding deity. Of the place, of the speaker, or different things. Like Vishnu is the presiding deity of the Vishnu Purana.
Do you like the Upanishads available right now at 220?
Yeah.
Yes, so somebody may say that Mahaprabhu quoted Kali Santaran Upanishad.
So it's one of the 220.
Sorry?
One of the 220. Chaitanya Upanishad is also one of the 220. Intentionally, there are some Upanishads which are not printed by Tirupati TTD. All the Upanishads, most of the available Upanishads were printed by TTD. They are the source. But intentionally did not print because some scholars had a different opinion. They are not Upanishads. They are interpretations. So Chaitanya Upanishad talks about directly. Gopal Dapanapra Upanishad, they are printed. They printed Gopal Dapanapra. So, this 220 figure has been arrived by the Gaudiya scholars based on the commentary given by Jiva Goswami on the Sandarbhas. So this 220 is a figure at the time of Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami gives a commentary called Sarasamvadini Tika. In that, from that you will find this. Whatever I have given, it's all from that particular thing. So, yeah.
That we have missed something out of 1130 because it was quoted from 220, some more information was missed.
Yeah, because people want information, but Vedic knowledge is not information. Vedic knowledge is complete even in one verse also, is complete in thousands of verses also. Absolute truth can never be incomplete. It's absolute. Purnamada, Purnamidam. That applies to Veda also.
So, if you see statistically, the number of percentage of Upanishads are like reserved more in number.
Yes.
Is there any specific reason, or it was just...
Because it's the most important. Important things are preserved more. Okay?
And two is one more thing, that they say it's the 108 main Upanishad, something like that, that is why we chant 108 times.
That is Purna Sankhya is 9, anything which comes to 108. Just to bring you a point of 9. But with the gopis it is not like that. Gopis are 108 principles. Pancharatrasya Krishnasya Vakto Bhagavan Swayam. Pancharatrasya is spoken by Supreme Personality God, just like Bhagavad Gita. There are 108 Pancharatra books in each. The system of worship of the Lord in his deity form is explained in through the great authorities of devotion, such as Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi, etc. Padma Pancharatra, Narada Pancharatra, Hayashish Pancharatra, Lakshmi Tantra, and Mahesh Pancharatra are some of the most important books of Pancharatra. Under the Vedic Vidhi, a student is required to be a bona fide son of Brahmana, twice born, but a Shudra can be elevated to the Brahmana position by Pancharatra Vidhi. So, when we discuss the Agamas, we talked about one point, about how you need to be born as a Brahmin to worship the deity. But in the age of Kali, everybody is born. That is why, in the age of Kali, there should be a system by which anybody can be made a Brahmin. That is why Pancharatra. What the worship which goes in our temples is what?
Pancharatra.
Hardly few temples in India are there where Vaikanasa, Vedic worship goes on. Tirupati, some part is Vaikanasa, some part is Pancharatra. Because Ramanuja influence, Pancharatra came. Because for many years some Vedic worship was going on, that is some Vaikanasa is also there. If at all there is any temple where 100% Vaikanasa worship is going on, is one temple in South India in Kumbakonam. There is one place called Uppilappan Temple. Uppilappan Temple. The temple is where the deity is offered bhoga without salt. Without salt. It is the Vidation. I am going to South India to 24th. 24th December to 4th. Tirunelveli and all these places. Kanyakumari. Anybody wants to come?
We are going to
same
date. He told that. He told same date. We are going to Vrindavan. That time Vrindavan. You'll freeze.
We have experience. We went 4 years.
Very difficult. You'll freeze.
I can prefer going to South India.
Freeze. December. Very cold. How can you walk? How can you, what do you do? You cannot even see also in front. Isn't it? That's how it is. Once I went morning, I could not go to Mangalarti. The fog was so this thing, I could not open the gate of the place I was staying. Couple of days it was like that. Anyhow. A human society becomes degraded by the influence of age of Kali. People become unfit for Vedic system. So Pancharatric system of making one qualified by initiating into process of devotion, that is by which he is engaged fully in the service of the deity form of the Lord, is the only practical method of deliverance in the age of Kali. Pancharatra books contain elaborate descriptions of the subject matter of expansions and incarnations of Supreme Personality Godhead, especially the deity incarnations, detailed information on day-to-day worship of the deity form, method of purification of the worshipper, the process of practical application, the process of installing temple and the deities, and instruction on how to conduct different festivals in glorification pastimes of the Lord. All these things you find in Pancharatra. You have one book, Pancharatri Pradeep, how to Janmashtami, how to worship, how to purify, install all these things. The four authorized sampradayas, the acharyas have compiled 80 worship manuals based on these pancharatrik books. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, the subject matter of Pancharatra, and advised them to write books on this subject. Sanatana Goswami compiled Haribhakti Vilas, giving elaborate descriptions of Vaishnava regulative principles and practices. Srila Rupa Goswami made his treatise on the subject, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, with profound knowledge of revealed scriptures and authoritative references from various Vedic literatures like Narada Pancharatra. Srila Prabhupada gave a summary study in prose on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in his book Nectar of Devotion. Thus, the code of conduct book for the Krishna conscious devotees, Nectar of Devotion, is a Pancharatra book for the Krishna consciousness movement. So, by practicing Pancharatric principles, Nectar of Devotion, you can become a Brahmin. Last time I told about Diksha, what Diksha you get generally? What is the thing Diksha you get?
Pancha
Sanskar. Pancharatrik Diksha.
That is also
mentioned. Anybody born in any country, any family, come. You will be stamped as Brahmin. Stamped as Brahmin, you will be given the position of Brahmin. Provide, follow the principles. Shruti. Sorry, Spruti. Because they are spoken by Narada, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi, and they are separate.
Spoken by the
sometimes when you say it's compulsory, so how do we justify that? Like, there is a description from Brahman for them?
Explained to Lord Brahman.
See, for Lord Shiva, it is yesterday this happened, today it happened. For Lord Shiva, when he is speaking, he speaks, the Lord did this. When did he do? Maybe it was seven day for yesterday. For Lord Shiva, it is day for yesterday, na? For you, it is previous kalpa. So when the Lord, when any Lord Shiva speaks or somebody speaks, so Vyasa is Trikalagna. For Vyasa, it is just, you know, yesterday it happened.
For us, when we say that it's kalpa veda, so there should be some, there would be some reference, and we come to know that it's kalpa veda. Otherwise, how we are saying that it's kalpa veda?
It's all described by acharyas. When there is some controversy, how to resolve the controversy, the acharyas have given some codes for that. That is known as kalpa veda, some vritti, something is there. That you have to apply there. So that is called harmonization, samanvaya. Whenever there is a confusion, how to harmonize? That is already there. There are some rules for that, all described. So now, four books are enough. Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is what for us? Is?
Upanishad.
Is what?
Upanishad.
Is it Shruti, Spriti, Nyaya, what? It is Shruti for us, though it is a part of. Why? Sarva Upanishad Gavo. Because of that, Bhagavad Gita is the. And what is the Purana for us? Chaitanya Charitamrita. Purana means what? How to practice Shruti. It is described by Puranas by taking an example of a person who did it in the past. And why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come? To teach practically how to apply Bhagavad Gita in our life. And what is the Pancharatra for us? Over. And what is Bhagavatam? Vedanta. Vedanta Sutras, Nyaya, Bhagavata. Over? Over. See the chart. Next page. Four.
Essence spoken by Krishna to Arjuna.
Upanishads. Essence spoken by Krishna to Arjuna. Gita Upanishad, explained by Lord Chaitanya, six Goswamis, Balade Vidya Bhushan, Prabhu and Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhashyas, as explained by Lord Chaitanya, six Goswami, Shri Srinath Thakur and Srimad Bhagavatam. Puranas. They are in Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Krishna Das, Kedar Goswami and Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Pancharatras, whatever are there Pancharatras, they are all summarized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami and Rupa Goswami wrote Bhakti Rasa Samrita. You may ask, what is Hari Bhakti Las? Hari Bhakti Las is nothing but, what is the difference in Hari Bhakti Las and Bhakti Rasa Samrita? Bhakti Rasa Samrita says one should do aarti to the Lord. Hari Bhakti Las goes to the different kinds of aarti plates, different kinds of panchadeep, ek deep, 108 deeps, what pendant should be used, all these things. How to make it? Hari Bhakti Rasa Samrita says one should celebrate Janmashtami. How to take out the tithi of Janmashtami? How do you calculate the tithi of Ekadashi? It's all explained in. That's all it is. So four books are. Hare Krishna.
They don't accept Bhagavad Gita as a, because it's a part of Smriti, so they say we don't want to like. Like you were telling that Jatinag also says that Bhagavad Gita is found out in Bhagavad Gita, or Arya Samaji said that.
So if you take that verse which Chandogya Upanishad, that verse says,
yes,
Purana, the fifth Veda.
From there.
Some people also say that Upanishads are not also part of Vedas.
Huh?
I heard.
No, nobody says that. Karma Kandis, they say, their argument is Upanishads part of Veda only, but that is for those people who are useless. Means those who are dumb, deaf, who cannot earn their own food. For their Upanishads. Those who are energetic, vibrant, for them Parnashrama is there, for them Veda is there, like that. Nobody says Upanishads are not Shruti. Yeah.
These four sampradayas, they are always there in all times.
Yes.
All the days of Brahma.
All the days of Brahma, right from the time of creation, they are there.
Guru
sampradaya. So we see, but acharyas mostly from like.
They came to rejuvenate the things in the age of Kali. Even before that, the sampradayas were existing. You'll find this when. Before affluence, all the four acharyas, the demigods go and pray to the Lord, saying that, see, Maya was spreading, what to do? Lord says, don't worry, I'll send my devotee. Lord called Vayu in Madhvacharya. Before that also, in Ramanuja's time also, Lord said, Vishwakshana to Loke, I'll go. And then Vishwakshana came and started doing the work, and then Ramanuja came. Vishwakshana came as Namalwar. Senai Madaliyar, Namalwar, Prankusha, is also known as Prankusha Yogi.
Generally when an acharya gives commentary, the acharyas who come later to him, they don't generally write commentary saying, because you know, this has already been commented by such an acharya, so I don't wish to comment.
It is not like that. Like Shri Vaishnava is already given by Shri Vaishnava, that means you refer there. It is like that.
But here we see the four acharyas of different sampradayas commenting on Vedanta Sutras and Bhagavad Gita and all that. This was the purpose of having four different sampradayas.
Yes, there are instructions given by Chaitanya to all the four. At the same time, these four had to be there. to completely destroy Mayavad and Krishna to experience all kinds of rasas. That should be there.
This like
Krishna
is like we hear that Bhagavatam has 18,000 verses, but when it comes to our way of calculating it, doesn't come to be 18,000.
How much it comes to? I never calculated.
16,000.
No,
16,000 only, Guruji.
One devotee, one something like that.
One devotee, what is his name? That I have. Hari Parshad Prabhu. He gave explanation how it's 18,000 only.
How he also. Maybe did. Count on text tracks that that book is there, na, by Hari Krishna. In that one devotee has asked the question. So he writes that it's in some chanda, Anushna chanda, something like that. So you have to count the, all the words and divide it by 8, then it comes 18,000.
Achha.
In that Sri Vyasa Vaja, all those things.
I generally don't comment on me on the subject, I don't know. And some people say Sri Vyasa Vaja.
All those things are also to be counted. He was telling, and then counted, came out exactly like that.
Achha. See, numericals and chronology is not of such importance given in Vedic literatures. There's so much are given in the modern science. Chronology and numerics not so much of importance. अरे कितना किलो है? 100 किलो होगा, like that, maybe. नहीं 100 किलो 250 ग्राम है अरे व्हाट इज योर वेइंग मशीन इज लॉन्ग आई डोंट नो समबडी मेजर्स 100 किलो नो 275 ग्राम है अरे व्हाट इज दिस सो इट्स नॉट ऑफ सो मच ऑफ वी अप्रोक्सीमेट ओके सो वी स्टॉप हियर
Gaudiya
Vaishnava
point of view, Chaitanya
Charitamrita
is a Purana, right? It's a
Purana for us, yes.
But if we see not from
Gaudiya
Vaishnava point of view, what
Chaitanya Charitamrita? We have the logic. It is like if you are not a Gaudiya, if you are a Madhva, and genuine Madhva, then you respect, saying that, okay. It's a pastime of the Supreme Lord who has come. And they respect it, that's all. Vaishnavas respect it. They don't access Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord. Then they cannot say anything. They cannot say anything.
So to go in pure goodness, it is said that one has to come to goodness and then only one can go to pure goodness. Is it like that? Because
when you come into mode of goodness, going to pure goodness becomes easy. Easy in the sense that you can practice Krishna consciousness easy. With the culture and the platform of pure goodness is goodness, culture. Isn't it? You don't find Nanda Maharaj and all these people, they are wearing pant shirt, jeans and goggles and then they don't find that. So when you wear something sattvic and then you can chant, then that culture what you are following is very close to pure goodness. So 50% is actually achieved because you achieved culture at least, if not the consciousness. Even though not the consciousness, at least you achieved the culture. So now in that culture, to achieve that consciousness becomes easy.
Easy for
to
becoming Krishna conscious. It's easy. It's said like that.
I don't say easy. I use the word. I use the word like. What exactly should say?
Favorable.
Not in favor of me. You're not inviting extra trouble, at least. An example is, you are running. You can run, but you tie some chains and some 1 kilo of stones, and
okay.
Ultimately you have to go there and throw. Why take it and run? So I am going one step above easy. I'm not using the word easy.
Right.
Some people say, okay, let me do the difficult way. But it is not even difficult way. The question is not difficult way or easy way. The question is, why don't it be simple, stupid? That's what I'm saying. Anyhow, you see, you carry all the things and then you have to throw somewhere. And nobody is asking you to do that. You want to do what we can do. Anyways, I'll take them back home, back to garden.
Together.
Okay, there are so many waiting. Why don't you take only, why only one? Somebody told me, Prabhuji, I want to, I'm getting married. Don't know. What's the big thing in that? Everybody is getting married. They tell me I want to join, then I'll be happy. So then he told, no, Prabhuji, I made sure I want to engage my wife in Krishna consciousness. I told you there are so many waiting. So many waiting to be engaged. Why only one? I don't know what are you talking about. So all logic fails. So now, let us very practical. This is this. Somebody is more comfortable practicing spiritual life being Grihastha. Somebody is more comfortable practicing spiritual life being Brahmachari. As simple as that. So that is the ground bottom. Isn't it? It is not easy or difficult. It is difficult for both. But somebody is comfortable to practice with somebody. Somebody is comfortable with alone. Somebody is comfortable alone. Somebody is not comfortable alone. Isn't it? Like for me, to sit like this, I am comfortable. If you give me chair, I cannot sit. Even if you give sofa, I sit like this only. I went to the architect office. I was sitting, waiting for him. 10 minutes I could tolerate sitting like this. Immediately I put my license on sofa, I was sitting like this. And the big builders and all, they are sitting like this. One lady who was a secretary, who was an architect, assistant, all ladies they keep. She looking, what happened to him? You do whatever, I am comfortable, like what I can do. Then the architect, he understood. You know what he, I stood up and wanted to sit on the other chair because he finished with other person. Then, you be there, bro. You are comfortable like this, we'll only come. So he brought the chairs and we were talking like this. So I was sitting like this. Even I have a car, I cannot sit like that. I just put my one. For some people, it is not comfortable. So they require a chair, isn't it? So whatever is comfortable for you, I can sit like this whole day. Whole day. I don't feel any pain. Right from my childhood. Chair like sitting, and even in school, I used to sit like this.
On the chair?
No, we have benches, na? Small towns, benches only. I sit like this only on the bench. Sitting like this, like, you know, chimpanzee. Chair like this. Sitting and eating. You sit like this and eat. How can you eat like this? Sitting in the dining. Sitting. Have you seen chimpanzee eating? Exactly, you can see without a dining chair, it sits on a dining chair. So it's strange, but the point is, it's strange for me. If this is strange for you, what I can do?
Helps mentioned that like all the stories mentioned, Purana, then our actual history is not only of this planet, but also on millions of other planets within the universe.
This universe. Because scriptures talk about this universe, they don't talk about the thousand-headed Brahma's universe. Just talk about Chaturbhuj Brahma. Just imagine, four-headed Brahma's universe itself is so complicated. So we don't want any thousand-headed Brahma is also there. Let him do what?
Then bigger universes also have the same things. Like bigger universes or smaller.
Pattern is the same.
They also like Earth, planet, human.
Pattern is the same.
So Shruti's what we have. They are same in all other Brahma.
Yes, Shruti, any Brahmanda, anywhere, Shruti is Shruti. Yes, this is what it is. But the revelation is in different ways. Sometimes through fruit of Krishna, sometimes the wings of Garuda, sometimes the laughter of Narasimha. In different ways. Okay. I have to go to Wapi now. Then you have to go to Bombay. 5:15. So we'll drop you in the station. You have to go directly or take some press and then go a little bit late.
They have to go
to Surat. Huh? You have to go to Surat. Yeah, no problem. Wapi, you get a faster train. Here it is Umargaon. Umargaon, you get a many trains don't stop.
We can also go from Wapi only. Wapi
to Bombay.
No train?
Better to go to Dhanu Road or local.
Wapi. Unnecessary. See, a lot of trains are there. Because many slow trains go this side.